Thank you all for coming tonight, and thank you so much, everybody who's participating in Help Bree. You were amazing yesterday helping get everything hung up, and big thank you to my family. A little bit about me. So I was born and raised here in Alaska from Anchorage originally, where I graduated with a BFA in 2018 from UAA. I focused on painting and ceramics, which is why you'll see a lot of my pieces are kind of like a combination of both. I spent the last year working on this show. After I graduated, I moved in and out of the Lower 48, chasing studios, it felt like, and COVID kind of kicked my butt back up here, which I don't regret at all. And I didn't have, a lot of work, and I was offered this show here, and despite not having a kiln, clay, underglazes, glazes, I was like, yes, and I will figure out everything else along the way. I started the show in like an 8x12 shed, 2 feet away from my kiln, building a studio as I was building these pieces, and I'm super happy that they're all here. But yeah, I'll try not to like belabor my process and my thoughts about my work too much, because I have a tendency to ramble. But it was very interesting building these pieces in a shed because I work on such a large scale. So I do work with ceramics. Like I said, I use a earthenware clay, which is low fire, meaning that it becomes hard at about 2,000 degrees. I build solid, so I start with like a huge mass of clay that I then shape into an object, animal, what have you, and then cut it apart and hollow it out, scooping the clay out, putting it back together. I then let it dry before I put it into the kiln. For those of you who are not familiar with the ceramic making process. For my surfaces, because I don't make functional work, meaning I don't have to worry about y'all putting your mouths on my pieces, I hope not. I can use any material that I can get my hands on. So I use underglazes, paints, acrylic, gouache, watercolor, oil, anything. And then I make my glazes out of raw materials. So I don't really use commercial glazes because I really like the experimentation process that comes with having access to minerals like lithium carbonate. I'm such a nerd. I love just working with that kind of stuff. And then applying is pretty simple. I do most of my applications with a drop gravity spray gun, which is why you'll see I love working with gradients. You're going to see a lot of gradients in my pieces, and I use drop gravity spray guns to achieve that effect. My glazes are also fired at the same temperature as my clay, which is, like I said, anywhere from like 1850 degrees to about 2000. And yeah, I like I said, I really love playing with surfaces. I use them to not only contextualize, in terms of color and mood and movement, but also to tell stories, which is really just like the bedrock of what I try to convey in my work. I don't consider like the theme of my work to be particularly revolutionary, nor do I want it to be. I love the fact that mankind has used art as a mirror and really just processed our own thoughts and feelings in the world through myths, folklore, character archetypes, pretty much anything, and I enjoy exploring that in my own work. The human experience to me being, the definition of home, family dynamics. You'll see a lot of like animals interacting in these pieces, and most of them are based off of, family, and processing grief and love and relationships, and really just enjoying kind of the common thread that can unite people across like thousands of miles and thousands of years. And I don't really feel the need to reinvent the wheel because I just enjoy like what's already there so much. That being said, I would find like my biggest inspirations to be color. I draw my color schemes directly from the natural landscape around me. Alaska is such a wealth of different and beautiful light, I mean, the skull piece right there is just a full moon in the winter. The caribou is kind of the blue hour in January. The lynx I pulled directly from the Northern Lights in March. And the weasels here from a sunset in late fall. And yeah, I really do enjoy working with that. I also pull a lot of inspiration from movement. I love combat sports, weirdly. I love hockey and martial arts. The way that water moves and fake brush strokes. I practice jiu-jitsu in my own time, and that's such a wonderful new source of inspiration for me. And this might seem kind of cheesy, but my pets are also like a huge source of inspiration. Pretty much every paw and every dog that you see on this wall comes from either my cat or my dogs, whose personalities have been endless sources of, you know, I've mirrored their personalities in a lot of pieces. But yeah, I mean, that's essentially what I do with my work, is really just try to, you know, not every piece is a direct reference to something. I really like I said, using art as a mirror. I want people to look at these pieces and see what they can see of themselves in it, if that makes sense. Like, what resonates with you, and what can you tie from my interpretation of my own memories and my life events to your life events, which I think is what stories do. I think that's what art does in music. And yeah, so I hope that when you guys are touring the gallery, looking at these pieces, just ruminate on what you see of yourselves in them, and yeah, and enjoy. But anyways, that's about it.
Does anybody have any questions they want to ask Kendra?
How did the accelerated pace, you think, really affect your work? Do you like being, do you function well under pressure? Do you like the pressure, or do you like wish you'd be like, oh, I should have had 2 years?
I do like, this is going to sound very, very weird, but I do like pressure. I do like, I love sports so much. I think I'm drawn to that kind of aspect of life. Like, I don't like being burned out, obviously. Who does? But I do like having something to work on. I tell people sometimes, I'm like, if I were a breed of dog, I'd probably be like a working dog. I need something to like do, otherwise I'll chew through the walls. And so I really do like having deadlines and something to constantly like work towards, if that makes sense. But yeah, keeps me on my feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a, so I love the idea of you building this studio as you're building this show, and now you have a studio a little bit. Do you have a, like, what's next kind of? I mean, achieve this massive amount of work, and where has it led you? What are you thinking of as your next steps?
I just want to do more. Now I have like this stable place where I can just create, and which I never really had before. I feel like I was always working on somebody else's time and in somebody else's space, which is you have to cut your teeth in art doing that, I think. I think that's like very important. But I do want to, I have another show actually at IGCA that I'm gonna work towards, and then after that, I might just take a break and do residencies. Mm-hmm. Just kind of explore art that way, which is kind of weird to be like, I wanna go make art in another place after I just talked about how I want my own space. But now I have like this stable place that I just wanna keep creating. Yeah.
She has a home base, so she can.
That's right.
Then she can go travel and then feel that, she knows she can go back to her studio.
Exactly. Well, again, if anybody wants to join painting tomorrow from noon to 5, you can ask all of your burning questions. And of course, you can.
Yeah, I'll be here. I mean, if y'all have any questions, like, I obviously talk a lot, so come find me. I'd be happy to explain to you every step by step detail of how I hung these pieces and stuff like that. But please help, obviously. But anyways. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks,
again.
Kendra.
Yeah, thank you.